And now, Spotlight on Lifelong Learning with Laura Loth, a weekly look at some of the exciting public conversations upcoming around Memphis. Laura Loth is a professor at Rhodes College.
For many of us PBS fans, there's a certain kind of pleasure in watching a good Ken Burns documentary, especially for the archival footage that brings historical topics to life and transports us to another time. Archival footage helps add context to a documentary's interviews with scholars and talking heads, but more importantly, it can help us visualize the lived experiences of regular folk, as well as the presidents, generals, and the ones holding the power, and it gives us a variety of vantage points. How do filmmakers find this footage, and how do they make careful, appropriate use of this footage to help us have a richer view of history? The Indie Memphis and Crosstown Arts Shoot and Splice series will dig into these questions with the director of last year's Indie Memphis Festival winner for Best Documentary Feature, Anthony Banua Simon, and the film's executive producer, Steve Holmgren. They'll talk about their use of archival footage in their documentary, Cane Fire, and how they use this footage to illustrate and explore labor exploitation in Hawaii. They'll also discuss securing rights to archival footage, ways to find this footage, and the various creative processes filmmakers use when working with this footage. Join them on Tuesday, April 6th at 7 p.m. For the link to this and more lifelong learning opportunities in Memphis, please visit our Spotlight Facebook page or check out our website.
For more ideas about public programs upcoming in Memphis, visit WKNOSpotlight.com, where you will find a list of lectures and book talks happening around town. Spotlight on Lifelong Learning is a partnership between Rhodes College and WKNO-FM.